Thank you for joining us on Friday. It's Let's Talk time. Susan and I have had the privilege to spend a couple days at a conference with Youth for Christ here in Orlando. And I'm sitting here looking at my notebook of all the different, you know, quotes you get or sayings or just opportunity for things for you to consider or think about. And so as you listen in on this Friday, it's been really neat to be reminded of how the gospel interacts with people, and then also how the gospel really interacts with us. And as, you know, people being part of Youth for Christ, you know, involved in the community and different things, it's just been really cool to be reminded. If you're reading through the book of Philippians and Paul, and remind you of all the different things that Paul said and could have said, and but yet he reminded the church at Philippi not to rely on their self-reliance, but rely on their Savior, counting it all loss, knowing the surpassing power of Christ in him, the hope of glory. And so, as you know, being involved in different things, we have a tendency to get busy and say, well, you know, I accomplished this or I did that. And really cool reminder to walk away from self-reliance when you see that creeping in. Another really kind of a neat thought is, as you're thinking through John chapter 15, we all know about abiding, but, you know, they phrase it this way: take Jesus with you and you will bear fruit. And how often have we done different things or gone different places, and oh yeah, we knew about Jesus, but we didn't take him with us on purpose. What does it look like for us as individuals to know God and to be known by God? So to be able to spend the time to know who Jesus is, to know who God is, to know who the Holy Spirit is, to know who truth is, and then to be to really let that take hold of our lives, and that be shown in the things that we do, the choices that we make, the opportunities that God puts in front of us. It's just really neat to watch the stories. And there was a gentleman that they recognized here in Youth for Christ. He's in a wheelchair now. He has been serving 30 years with Youth for Christ, and that's just kind of amazing. And one of the things that they admired about him is his thoughts, or the way he lived his life, was, I can do what God wants me to do, nothing more and nothing less. His name is Don Talley. And so whatever God had for him, whatever God wanted him to serve, whatever that was going to look like, as long as God was involved in it, he's like, you know what, I'm all in. And I'm going to be me, and you know, nothing more, and I'm not going to do anything less. I'm not going to find value in that. And so it's just been a great reminder of different things, reminder of what God is doing. This is like Youth for Christ National Leadership Conference. And so I had the privilege to be serving Youth for Christ on the local board, local Highlands County board. And so just neat for me to be here to listen to different people share. And it's been really exciting. So pray that a couple of those things would just give you some things to think your way through on this Friday. Appreciate you joining us for Let's Talk. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the opportunity to serve you. And just be reminded again of the things that we know, but as we slow down and as you have a chance to listen, to be part of a service, that we're not leading it, but just being in it. It's been refreshing just to hear people say things and open scripture and read and think. And so I thank you for the spiritual encouragement that's been for Susan and I. I pray for our church family as they're involved in Let's Talk, and that you would just be an encouragement to them as they go about their Friday. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for the opportunity to serve you. It's your name I pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us on Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.